HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun.
And
I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. We start today's episode with phones, because that's basically the main tech that we Indians buy. But don't worry, I have some really interesting news as well. To start with, Xiaomi's Poco brand is finally ready to launch its second smartphone. The company launched its first phone about a year and a half ago and has since not been able to do anything. However, Xiaomi recently announced that Poco will now be an independent brand, and it seems their first phone under that independence is going to be something called the Poco X2. It looks and feels almost exactly like a Redmi K30 4G, which was launched in China earlier. However, that's just according to leaks so far. The phone is expected to have a high refresh rate display. That is, it should have 90Hz or 120Hz refresh rates. It is also expected to have the 64MP camera. It is going to launch on February 4th. Let's talk about social media now. Do you guys remember something called Vine? Yes, it was this short video platform that Twitter had acquired a long time ago, and it failed. However, 2 years ago, Dom Hoffman, who's the founder of Vine, said that he's working on a version 2.0 for the platform. And it turns out that the version 2.0 of Vine is something called Byte. Byte allows you to record 6-second videos, which is much shorter than the 1-minute time limit that TikTok has. However, with the arrival of Byte, TikTok now could have a huge competitor. The app is currently on iOS and Android, but only in the United States. But given how big a market India is, we do expect it here very soon. Next up, as January draws to a close, we are also coming closer to Google I/O for this year. That is the yearly event where Google announces the future for the company. It also used to be the place where Google would announce the next version of Android. However, in the last couple of years, Google has been announcing Android a bit earlier. So we do expect to see Android R very soon. The company recently announced that I/O will take place on May 12th this year. And we can't wait to find out what Google has in store for us for 2020. Last but not the least, after foldable phones, get ready for stretchable batteries. A bunch of researchers from Stanford University have created a new polymer which lets batteries stretch. The batteries are meant for wearables because they can stretch around your arm and other body parts. So you can guess why it would make sense for wearables. Of course, they're not ready for production just now, but any development in battery technology is always welcome for consumer tech. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.